have something on my mind, and the beis is something on the parsha, something on parsha bar. The aleph, I want to read to the Rambam of Pasuk in Mishlei. Pasuk says, "Techelas tzadikim simcha." The hope of tzadikim is a joy. Techelas means the hope. The hope of tzadikim is a joy. The sikvas and the hope of rishon tayvei is lost. The hope of tzadikim is a joy. The hope of rishon is lost. Now, first of all, we have to know why the difference between techelas and tikva. What's the difference between techel and tikva? They both mean hope. In Lashon Kodesh, we know words, slight deviations, two words meaning the same thing. Obviously, Torah chose that two different words, they have to have some minute difference. The Malbim says the word techelas, Malbim was the Akron, and the Malbim says the word techelas means hope that's bound to come, that's likely to come, you know it's coming. It's the hope for something that you know is coming. Tikva is the hope for something that's doubtful, that's you're not very uncertain it's coming. That's what tikva is. So tzaddikim's hope, they also, it's a hope in something that's going to come. And the Rishonim's hope is something that's unlikely to come. They have chalomus that are unlikely. They hope to be president, hope to be zillionaires, they have all these chalomus. You see, Brachim, I think it's very crucial to speak to Brachim, especially the age of Oilim here at this point. You see people all the time, some of the Brachim have returned from Eretz Yisrael, some of them have not yet gone. You see people that at a certain point in their life, they give up hope. They had dreams. Somebody wrote a letter to their partner, Mamish, this thing. He said, I used to think this came out every Brachim, every person, every younger man. People come a point in their lives, they have big dreams. They're in high school, they may not be learning what they say. I'm going to shteig, I'm going to finish Shas, I'm going to know Kol HaTorah Kula, I'm going to know Masechet, I'm going to come a fest to Tam Tochum. They have chalomus, they have dreams. And many times a Bacher will go to Eretz Yisrael, a Bacher will have experience, even if he didn't go to Yisrael, will finish first year, he's ready to finish, the early year is finishing up second year. Some say, I'm starting to be realistic, I'm starting to see, okay, it's not going to be. It's a terrible thing. He's squashing the life out of himself. It's a terrible thing. A person has to retain till he's 120 the hope. The hope itself is value. What it says in this pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Yudalef Pasuk Chavches, Techelas Tzadikim Simcha. The very hope of the tzadikim is a joy. The very hope is a source of joy to himself and a source of joy to Hashem. The very fact it's chiyus, it's life. The very fact the person has dreams, I'm going to know a lot, I'm going to finish Masechtas, I'm going to accomplish. That dream alone is valuable. The fact that he has the cheshik alone is a value. Mashenk and the Rishon, all the hope of the Rishon that's unlikely to ever be, their dreams to move millions. The person sitting there calling that he's going to run the world, will be president of the United States, he's going to be famous, he's going to pitch for the Yankees, he's going to. All his dreams, tayvid, it's lost, it's valueless. But the hope of tzaddikim simcha is a source of joy to himself and to the bayarim. It's valuable. And rachmana litzlan for bachur, a younger man, ever, not till he's 120, till the yom ma'aseh, rachmana litzlan to lose hopes, to lose dreams, to lose cheshek. Each bach has to say to himself, I'm going to finish shas, I'm going to know masechtas. Rachmana litzlan, it's utter stupidity not to have hope. It's utter, a 19-year-old says, I'm 19, I don't know what's going to be, I already see realistic shtus for heaven. Any, a 30-year-old could say that is shtus. A person could sit down, he could be working already, business for 10 years. He could sit down and decide, Heshi Khan told me about a person who was working many years, wasn't such a learned person, decided to be a Talmud Chacham, he said he's a Pesach today. Any person to sit down and have a cheshek and decide that he's going to become the Torah. Sit alone, a body have to be a geya. Sit for hours, it doesn't come, you know, easily. It's ridiculous, it's giving up hope. Ramesh's Rebbe was the Yiddish Pesach Pruskin. The Pesach Pruskin was very weak in learning, extremely weak in learning. If Ramesh had a Rebbe, it was the Pesach Pruskin, was very weak in learning, exceedingly weak, exceedingly weak. They laughed, and it was a guy like the Yeshiva, is the type of guy that just laughed at. He's known as a tzaddik, he's the Yerush Shemayim, a tzaddik. Learning is the law, didn't go. Bola, didn't go. Shtickle, learning, the sabbat we call him today, didn't go. And he would say, sorry, then he would start chuckling. Okay. Didn't go, replace that person, it's Yadua. So he went off to work. Pasha learning wasn't for him. He went off to work for a few years. He would stay up all night. He worked all day, would stay up all night saying, Tillman. He was a tremendous Yerush Shemayim, he was an Esther, he was a tzaddik Atzim. Then he decided he wanted to be back in the yeshivas. He decided they made a mashkiach. They made a mashkiach because he the Yerushalayim. Tested the Yerushalayim, learning, didn't go, didn't connect. A weekend, perhaps, I don't know why, didn't connect. And once then we discussed in the morning and he said something, he tried to say something, then he just started laughing. He started chuckling. They couldn't contain it, he started laughing. And he started, he was tremendously, and he started crying. Pesach Pruskin. He put his head down. I don't remember the exact details of the story, but Hashem said to him, now you have Atzlach HaMarim. He became not just a Chashim, he became a Goyin Olam. His Sefer is known for its Goyinus. The Pesach Pruskin Sefer is known for its Goyinus. Didn't live that long ago. It was the Moshe Feinstein's Rebbe. The Moshe was the Goyin of Goyinim. Moshe was the, who's the Goyin, who's there, who's the God of the Goyin? The Goyin had a Shaila, the Yashiv had a Shaila, who he is, he's the Moshe Feinstein. The Gadol of the Goyim, who did the Goyim look to as the Gadol? The Moshe. The Moshe was head and shoulders, the Goyim Adar, was the Masmer Adar. The Moshe was the Gadol of the Goyim. Who was the Moshe? The Moshe had a Rebbe, flat on his own. When he had a Rebbe, he was Rebbe at Pesach Pruskin. It's a shtus level person to give up. To say, yeah, I see you ready. First, has to have cheshuk and has to have dreams, to finish in the sechkes. He has to walk around envisioning it. Finishing the sech, there's no, not just dream, act on your dreams. But he has to have dreams. It's a terrible thing. You see people that dream squashed out of them. It's a horrible. When I see, you see a person, a dead person in front of you. I've seen it. It's horrible. It's undescribable. I've seen it a lot when Bachar come back from Eretz Yisrael. But I've seen it, Bachar feels that that was my shot. It's over. So you have a 21, shtus, you have a 22-year-old Bachar. Guy's 22, life starting. He has a cancer level and his best years ahead to accomplish. His best years. I know a person who's in his 30s today. His mama started learning, he's 22. He's best to come from. Has Yediyas everywhere. Masech is backwards. There's many. I know one person I'm thinking of, I can think of many more problems. It's shtus. 22-year-old, there he is. It's over. Sugar. It's just beginning. You're 20, you're a little kid. You're 22 years old. And if you're 30, it's over. Shtus, sit down and learn. It says there's a chazal, Lashon Chazal, Rishon Malayim Charatis. Rishon are full of regret. I always feel, you know what pshat is? People feel, if they feel badly about what could have been, the past, oh, what could have been. So they feel bad, but what could have been, oh, I could have been a fest on home. I remember in high school, following, it just didn't work. It's your Rishon, it sounds like tzaddikim. Chazal say, Rishon Malayim Charatis. Rishon are full of regret. Rishon, the tzaddikim, they feel so bad. That's the guy, he's a Russian. He'd walk around, I don't care. He'd walk around all happy that he's a Russian. He's an Bethesda guy, he's a tzaddik. What's... Maybe, perhaps God is Rishon are full of regret because if you be a tzaddik was, regret is the pshadis, it's gone. You cry only because the milk is cold, but it's too late. It's only you cry of something that's lost. If there's still hope, when you cry, get busy. Who has time to cry? There's still hope. Crying is over an aveda of something that's lost, past, it's gone. Over something that's still hope, you don't sit and cry. If somebody has a soda bottle that's spilling, he sees it spilling. Even already spilled, it's ready to cry. Soda spilled. It's a middle spill. Catch it, turn it up straight, so you'll save the soda. You're not busy worrying about the past. Rishon Mamolas Harot, Rishon is a pshat. They always think it's over. It's all over. I said, I see, I failed. But Sad Harata, who has time for Harata? Do something about it. Change. There's hope. There's hope. And that hope is life. That hope is joy. That hope is the whole chias in the person. It's horrible. It's undescribed. It's horror of horrors. When you see a person who's squashed out of real hope. When a bacher feels, or a younger man feels, oh, he feels it's it. You know, all my dreams. Horrible to see. An 80-year-old man should have that. A 93-year-old man should have that. He should have hope. A 93-year-old man should still think about the Shas is going to finish. And do it. Get busy. Have dreams and do it. Get busy. Yeah, that's something that was on my mind. It says in the parasha the following, separate in Yimagami. This is from the Alter Nevarim. This is something, a life, this is a part that is an extremely important part for life. It says in the parasha as follows. V'nosnarts p'yoya. Eretz Yisrael, the land will give its fruit. V'achalta m'soifa. And you'll eat to the fullness in Eretz Yisrael. V'yashabta m'vetach alav. You'll sit in Eretz Yisrael aleha. You'll sit with betachan on the land. Everything will be b'seder. V'chi soimru. But lest you ask. Perhaps you'll ask, what am I going to eat on the Shemitah year? I'm nervous. Shemitah, what am I going to eat? I'm going to starve. Hey, Loi Nizra, I didn't get the plant. Loi Nesa, this poor Seinu, I didn't gather my crops. What's going to be? So Hashem says, don't worry. V'tzivisiyas b'chasi, I'll command my bracha lachem shana ashishis on the sixth year. V'as is a t'vur l'shalei shanim, and the food's going to produce for 3 years. Don't worry about it. On the sixth year crops, you'll produce for 3 years. So don't worry. You'll eat the seventh year from the sixth year crops. The eighth year when you couldn't plant yet, you just started planting it. What are you going to eat? The sixth year crops will be six, seven, and eight. You'll eat 3 years from it. Don't worry about it. Then the eighth year you'll plant, and you'll have two of the ninth year from the new crops. No, there'll be no problem. Rabbi said, Zakta Alpen Farge. When is the person asked the question? V'chisayru, lest you ask, Manoichal B'shon HaShviyas, what am I going to eat on the seventh year? When do you ask this question? What am I going to eat on the seventh year? What year are you going to ask this question? Pashtus, the year number seven. It comes in. The food's not, you wait, the year number seven, you say, what am I going to eat? Who has that question? You already stew on the sixth year, you had enough crops for 3 years. It's too late to ask the question. It says, V'tzivisiyas b'chasi, I commanded my blessings, the sixth year stuff already grew for 3 years. There's no problem. Why are you asking the question? Obviously, you're talking about a guy who's always nervous about the future. That's Pashup Shah in the Pasuk. You're talking about a guy who's nervous about the future. So the question's being asked in year number one, year number two, year number three. If he wouldn't ask the question in the seventh year. If he asked in the seventh year, he'd have no question. He already has seen at the sixth year, brachas, for 3 years. So obviously the question was asked before the sixth year. You're talking about a very nervous gentleman, very nervous individual, who's always nervous about the future. He's nervous, what's going to be? What's going to be? It's a few years from now, this guy, he's nervous about the future. It's 2 years, what are you nervous? That's the nature of the guy. It can't be he's nervous in the seventh year. You hear why? Because the seventh year, he already had the command in the sixth year, 3 years ago. So you're not going to be nervous about it. So he says, in the seventh year, you're not asking on the seventh year. That's why he says, what am I going to eat in the seventh year? He's going on that year. You say, what am I eat today? You don't say, what am I eating in the seventh year? But he's not talking about the seventh year. He's worried early. He's the guy who worries about the future. That's the type of guy you're talking about. Pashup Shah in the Torah. Okay. So the first, second, third, fourth, fifth year, the guy's worried. Manoich b'shan hashvius. What make the seventh year? Hashem, don't worry. During the first 5 years, you're a very nervous guy. V'tzivisiyas b'chos. Daiganish. Don't worry. I'll command bracha yot. The 6 year stuff will answer all your questions. We'll grow 3 years. Wrecked out from the Vardik. Okay. So the first Shemitah cycle, you had a fellow who was nervous for 5 years. Poor guy. 5 years, he was really nervous. Then comes the sixth year. Baruch Hashem, it grew for 3 years. Developing the guy's everything. Akol b'seder. Grew for 3 years. Avin, the next year, the first year, the guy's going to be nervous. He's going to be nervous about it. The next year, you ready? So good. I see. When you do what Hashem's commands, I kept Shemitah. The sixth year grew for 3 years. So from now on, there's nothing to be nervous about. So the next year comes year number one. The guy's very calm. Okay, we have to raise the pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk says a guy is going to ask my Melech Mishal Mashvi is what's going to be on the seventh year. He can only ask it the first Shemitah cycle. After he saw the sixth year crops go for 3 years, he stops being nervous. So okay, erase the pasuk in the Torah. No longer relevant anymore. What the Torah sound? The Torah only wrote the pasuk to history. V'chisayru, lest you ask, you're not going to only ask it the first Shemitah cycle. After the first Shemitah cycle, all of Israel as one saw the 6 year group of 3 years, so nobody has any more questions anymore. So you can't ask me, what will I eat on the seventh year? You already saw the 6 year grows in 3 years. So Pasuk and Chumash becomes irrelevant. It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant, Pasuk. Nobody can ask the question. He saw 3 years, what happened? He saw a wondrous place. But it's not natural. 3 years stuff. So Aaron says the guy can still be nervous.
Oh, so he thinks it's coming from him. At that point, he thinks it's coming from him.
Zok the Alpha Nevarim is follows. The Chayvus Alvava says the following pasuk. It says, if you go with me to Kerry by chance, Ach ani yelachim chem b'chamas kerem. I'll go back. I'll treat you with the fury of chance. Very strange person. If you go with Hashem with chance, if you go with me b'keri, Ach ani yelachim chem. I don't know the exact question. I will go with you b'chamas kerem with the fury of chance. Paskmin. You go with Hashem with chance, he'll go back to you with a fury of chance. Pasuk saying, Zok the Chavis Havavs as follows. The worst Einish of a not Baba Tachat as follows. You go with Hashem, everything's chance. What does that mean? You feel things that aren't dependent on Hashem, it's all dependent on you. You go with chance, so you think everything's telling in you. Nothing's telling the Bar Yoyim, everything's chance. There's no Hashkacha. So in your life, what's the guy who doesn't believe in doesn't have the confidence, what is he doing? He works and he's always nervous. Everything's on his shoulder. He's a businessman. He stays up all night. Oh, did I hand the guy enough? Maybe I have to sweet talk my boss a little more. Did I tell the boss this? He goes home from work. He comes at 5 o'clock. The one is about, I did my shtadlus. Xeris HaKosim says to shtadlus. Doesn't make sense. Hashem needs my shtadlus. Xeris HaKosim. The Chaim HaSalvavah says, you're going to do a shtadlus. I did it. He goes home. You think he has one thought about his business? My business, that's a Chaim. I didn't want all that work. I shouldn't think about my work. It's Xeris HaKosim. I have to do a shtadlus. Okay, I'm done. He goes home. He's thinking about the Sugya, the Gemara, his family, the Mechanic, his children, bringing Torah into his house. His work, but that was a shtadlus that I had to do it 9 to 5. Xeris HaKosim, nice to show us. But yes, my business is done. The guy, everything's on his shoulder. That is a shtadlus. Everything's carry, chance. There's no Bar Yoyim Rachman Litzlan. It's not a shkocha, it's all on my shoulder. So the guy sits there worrying when he's home at 5. Uh oh, did I sweet talk my boss enough? Maybe he won't give me a raise. He calls up his boss quickly, sweet talking. Oh, did I do this? Did I do this well enough? Oh, that order I took. Maybe I didn't tell the customer. Maybe it wasn't convincing enough. The jacks that I better tell. Everything's on his shoulders. It's tack, a lot to be nervous about. Everything's on him. It's all totally in his ishtadlus. It's all totally in him. It's all totally in his nashkach. It's just totally in his work. So you do more ishtadlus and more ishtadlus and more and more and more. But they got this, they got this. And I'm telling my guys, what are my grandkids don't go to college? My great, great, great grandchild, not yet, yeah, what's going to be? This is worried, Davis. What's going to be in 4 years? There may be a recession in 16 years. So he's worried, he's never put away more money and he's being stingy. Instead of being nice to his family, being a spending person, he's a stingy guy. What's going to be? What's going to be? He's always nervous. Like, to put away money and he's stingy. Tremendously stingy. Can't give stock up. He can't give this family, his own family. He's tight on his money. Because it's all on his shoulder. Zakt Hashem, you go with me to carry. Everything's chance. You don't believe in Ashkacha. You don't realize that Ishtam is just a chayk. It's nothing to do with your Ishtam. It's a chayk. That's all. It's totally in me. You don't realize that. You know what the biggest punishment? I'm going to go with you with a fury of chance. You know what that means? Because above us, this is the worst punishment in the world. I'm going to trick you and convince you that it is totally in all your Ishtamas. The greatest Einish is I'm going to reinforce. You're going to do tremendous Ishtamas. I was going to give you $10 million anyway. But now I'm going to make it appear that the $10 million only came because you died good. You know what happened? I'm going to reinforce them to say, the guy's going to say, oh, it's lucky I spent all those time caps on the shoulder. It's lucky I'm spending all this time worrying. Because if I didn't do it, you see, it wouldn't have worked out. Cholomayi, that's what's supposed to work. Doesn't see Simon Bracha. This guy doesn't believe in the Bar Yoyim, doesn't believe in Ashtacha. So this guy works like a dog, Cholomayi. I'm going to give you millions of Cholomayi that you would have gotten anyway. But I'm going to say, what? Lucky I don't believe it. It's lucky I'm not such a Balu Tachan. It's lucky I do a shtadlus on the shtadlus on the shtadlus. Because look what it brings. I'm going to show you all your shtadlus what brings you money. That's a fury of carry. You go with carry, I'm going to give you a fury of carry. I'm going to be mechazik all your carry, all your chance. But you don't believe in Ashkacha. I'm going to be mechazik and mechazik and mechazik. And you're going to then eat. You're going to say, whoa, it's lucky I worry. It's like you're going to worry more. It's lucky I'm a Kamsin. Wow, if I would have given my kid those extra $2, if I would have given my wife that thing she wanted, that dress, that push, we wouldn't have had the money. You see, I wouldn't have to make this business deal. So I'm going to give a Hamas carry, a fury of chance. I'm going to show you how lucky it is, all your ishtadlus. And what are you going to do? You're going to do more ishtadlus and more worry and be more tight on your money and more of a Kamsin. Less giving and less giving and less. Because you see how important it is not to be giving. I'm going to reinforce how important all your ishtadlus is. That's a Hamas, it's the worst einish. And you have a person who's mully daigas as their moment peace in the world. Rashiva always says the most overused muscle in the body, guess what it is? Guess the arm, the leg. He says the tense stomach, the muscle in the stomach that knots up when the person's all nervous. He's nervous about the business, he's nervous about this and life. He doesn't have betochen. So stomach's knotted. Most overused muscle in the body. I'm gonna get that stomach muscle pumped in the most. I'm gonna get it used and used. Because everything's gonna be carried, chance and chance, all totally on you. And you're gonna do more rishtas and more, be more of a kamsin, more thrifty on your money, more thrifty on your money. You're accepting what's gonna be, what's gonna be, and gonna reinforce, you're gonna. So let's check out this guy. Zokta out on the varidish. That's the punishment that someone doesn't have a talk. Look at this guy. This guy doesn't have a talk in his world. What's gonna be my merchab shana shviyas? You're not about, it's not the fifth, it's the fifth year, wait. Wait a little bit. You'll see in the sixth year, I give it on us. This guy's nervous. You're not about talking. The chisayru, lest you're a guy who has my noyach b'shan ha-shviyas. So what's this guy going to do? What do you think a guy's going to do? He's worried about the seventh year. He's bright. He's an intelligent. He's a businessman. He knows the seventh year is going to be trouble. So you know what he starts doing? He gets very stingy in the first 5 years. Before the 6 years, craps come along. So he gets very stingy. And he starts putting away money and being tight on his family. And he starts not eating so much. A man's got to do a shtadlus. Chiv a shtadlus. It's all on me. It's on my shoulders. See, he does more shtadlus and more shtadlus and more kamtsonis and more thriftiness and more shtadlus and thinking and trafting. He can't learn a minute. The guy's digging. What's going to be? What's going to be? What's going to be? And he's more worries and more. And Kitzer comes the sixth year. He puts away a nice, fest amount of money. He didn't have a moment's peace for 5 years, but he puts away nice money. Comes Shemitah, he's Beseder, takes out his bank. He's, Chazdei Hashem! Hashem, it's so lucky you made me so smart that I knew to kill myself 5 years. And he says, I better do it next year again. I better worry again. Because if not for all my work, it wouldn't have worked. It wouldn't have happened. Hashem says, buddy, I would have commanded 3 years, the 6 year crops would have gone for me. There was no need. I was going to do it anyway. Hashem didn't send 6 year crops in 3 years. Because what was the need? You did it anyway. And if you go b'kai, go b'chamas, Gary. You should know with CBCS b'chassi. I would, if you wouldn't have done all your work, a little secret, you won't know it. But you should know I would have commanded my blessings for 3 years. But you didn't do that. You worked and you saw the 6 year crops. You say, shh, the 6 year crops only produce 1 year. I don't know, the pasuk with TVC because it doesn't make sense. I don't know if Shah and the pasuk, but it's sure lucky that I was a kamsin and I was thrifty and sure lucky all my ishtablos those 5 years because I saw the 6 year crops, didn't lose 3 years. And the guy says, see, you need all my ishtablos. And he, the next shmita decides on do all the ishtablos again. On that, if you're one of those guys who says, and you say it every year, you don't just say it in the Shemitah cycle. Because the first year, the first cycle, you take a that tzloch was from yourself. You should know that tzivisiyas b'rchasi. I would have commanded my blessings. The 6 year would have grown 3 years. There's no shayach to your shtadlus. You do all the shtadlus. I make it come up here. Come, you go be carry. You go with chance. I go with a fury of chance. I prove to you that it's not your shtadlus. But you should know that tzivisiyas b'rchasi. I would have commanded my blessings. You would have had it anyway. Person won't live that way. Year after cycle, he's going to be the same. I know the Shana Shvius guy. There's a pasuk. The pasuk in Mishlei says, "Tzadik oichal asayv anashay." A tzadik eats to the fullness of his soul. Ubetem rishon techsar. The stomach of a rasha is always missing. A rasha always missing in his stomach because he always has to put away for tomorrow. He's always what will be? Who knows? You know what's going to be. So the bet in Russia, even when he has enough, he's wealthy, the bet in Russia is always tax, is always missing. But tzaddik's oichel seven asher, it's the fullness of the soul. Tomorrow will be tomorrow. He says, don't be daigus macher. He's not daigus, he's saying to myself, he's worried about today, he's not worried about tomorrow. He's not worried about tomorrow, he's worried about today. I'm not worried about tomorrow. He's not full of daigas. What will be? But maybe there'll be a recession. Maybe there's good. There's a chayvus shtadlus. So there's not a shmooze against working. Good is a chiyuv to work. But genug shayin. You yaitzi chiyuv. Genug shayin. Stop daiging your worries and preparing for this. Genug shayin. It's on the Bar Yom shoulder, not yours. Do your chiyuv and genug shayin. Do the minimal chiv. You did your chiv shtar. Stop. Zehu. Whatever the chiv is, he has a job. He's a reg. Whatever he is, whatever job he's a doctor, or whatever job he chooses. Kinuk shaylo. He works his hours. That's his chiv shtar. Whatever he chooses, if he holds his chiv shtar, kinuk shaylo. That's it. It's on the bar yoyim. It's not on you. It's not on you. Sadek oich l'soy benashu. Even the fullness of your soul. Stop digging. Marriages are ruined by people who are digging. Children are thrown off the derech by parents who are digging about these things. The person himself is ruined by daigus. It's like nit nitarla uchlay amon. Torah is only given to those who eat mon. The Er Yosef says pshat, pshat's eating mon, is that only those who understand all food is mon, that it all comes to the Bar Yoyim. I do my chivish talis, I work, I put in a normal day of work. But it's the Bar Yoyim, only those can have the yishiv adas to learn Torah. Shmait zavoy zirusa. Torah needs a yishiv adas. Somebody's full of tigers and tigers and worries, but what will be, but, maybe this, that. It's a world of difference when somebody does a shtablitz for sechiv, a shtablitz for sechiv. When somebody does a shtablitz for all on my shoulders. When it's a chiv shtablitz, let's say somebody feels he has to go to college. When it's a chiv shtablitz, he gets a degree. The one who's on his shoulders, but what will be, I don't know, this degree, that degree, maybe this is better, maybe I'm in my class, so I have to get the best degree in the world, I have to go to the best college in the world, because what will be, and even if I get the best, I'll get 2 degrees, because what will be if I need to rely, if this degree doesn't work, I end up not working. He has to do every hiddur mitzvah in the shtablos. If his shtablos is a chiyuv, he's got his chiyuv. Good, that's his shtablos. Hashem commanded me, ezer tam shiyah, to do a shtablos. So I do my shtablos, yoytze zayin, it's on Hashem lo. His shtablos doesn't change the fact that kiliya kesev liyazov, and Hashem's hands, and it's a kol tol in the Bar Yoyim. Shtablos doesn't change that fact. The one who feels the shtablos of the pshat is all on my shoulders. He goes bekeri with Hashem. He goes, everything is not tol in Ashtoch Rachman Otzlan. That person adds more shtablos and more shtablos and more shtablos. He waves that people who have the banner as a shtablos. Their whole banner in life is like a shtablos. That's their banner, that's like their big mitzvah, they're kind of chiyuv shtablos. That's like the banner they wave. You have to do a shtablos. Go, it's a chiyuv shtablos. Pardon, say you have to present to the bathroom also. It's not a bad thing at all. It's a chiyuv, genukshon. They make it a whole banner in life. That, it's only such a valuable thing if I call Tully B. It's all Tully and me and my shoulders. It's the carry. Shem doesn't have shkocha. If there's no Rachman Otzlan Hashkoch, then it's a banner in life. Then it's everything. It's the most important thing, and it's you have to worry. Every worry with the yotze, every possibility in the world. But if it's a regular chiddush now, it's a person who does the same. Gets it done with. The second he walks away from his shtablos, he works his 9-to-5 job. He walks at 5 o'clock. He sits in front of the Gemara. Diving, that is business. That is shtablos. But maybe I didn't do enough. But maybe I didn't sweet talk the boss. Shtablos, genug, Hashem. I went. Yaitz design. I went. What's the next line? Om Rabbaye. Next line. That's why Nitnatur Lokhle Amon. One of Chavs of Emma Sulman. Food comes from the Shemayim. The Shtablos, that's a Choy Palmer. That person can have the Yishiv Adas to learn Torah, to live Torah. That person, like Nitna Torah, Lo Yechla Amon, cannot steal. The person that feels all Tolian is going to steal also, of course. Of course he's going to rob and steal. It's all Tolian him. So if it's a little crooked, the business steal, he does it. The one who has the Bar Yoyim, why should I rob and steal? Hashem said in his Torah not to steal, I won't steal. Oh, it's Shtanus? I did my Chiv. That's just Yoytze my Chiv, Papa Shmaya. Why would I steal? Hashem said not to steal. Yoytze my Chiv, or Shtanus. What's the connection? He doesn't even steal? Ridiculous. All me is Hashem. Hashem doesn't want me to get it through stealing. The one who it's all totally in him, it's all totally in me. I have to go my own rules. It's a little crooked. Okay, I'll do it anyway.
Everyone understands. They ask every all of us. They ask him, "Will be like, yeah, for sure. It's totally Hashem. It's totally Hashem." When it comes down to it, they're still doing all the extra Shabbos. Like, yeah, whatever. Totally Hashem, but like,
this can't be from the mouth and outward. It says, with your mouths and your lips, you're mechabed me, you honor me. Say, yeah, it's from Hashem. The libay rach me many. Your hearts are very far from me. That it's easy to say, yeah, it's from Hashem. Yeah, sure, it's from Hashem. Your hearts can be very, very far from you. I'm talking about getting into your hearts. How do you get into your hearts? When we're both from now, before we're in the business world, practice betochen on easy things. Learn not to be so worried. I see the small, the smallest dudley. The guy goes to the airport, he's like, Kevin, he's very nervous. Places where it doesn't make so much sense. I'm nervous. practice. It's very easy. This is much more easier than much easier. Start now. It's much harder later on. The talking. The person that has the oil of panos and he has children, family, and support. I'm not talking about words, Isha, that you know that a person says, yeah, it's Hashem, that's a word. He doesn't believe it. If he believed it, he would go home and wouldn't die about it. Wouldn't die a minute about it. It's from Hashem. Start now on easy things. The person in the airport would say, I'm not, you say to yourself, Kayla, stop being nervous. Talk from Hashem. Talk to yourself. Dabra Mel used to say that to himself. He'd say, Shuvi nafshil nuchaychim. Nefesh, return to your calmness. Ki Hashem gamal aloychim. Hashem takes care of me. He used to talk to himself. Probably said it often. Shuvi nafshil nuchaychim. Nefesh, return to your calmness. Calm down. Say, Kalish, calm down. Hashem, what are you nervous about? Easy things. You're in the airport. No real. My wife and I, we traveled a lot back to Israel. We used to watch. At first, we were very nervous. Then we decided, we made a conscious decision. They're a little bit tough. There's nothing bad. It's an easy case of a tough. It's like very easy to tough. Those are easy cases of a tough. Not so much on the line. But the tough just means Hashem will take care of everything. Then we started just observing people in the airport. It's a panic. If you're not part of them, people are tense and like, you have fat, like people yelling at each other to take account of them. Calm down. We get in line. I mean, we've said it. We'll get on the plane. So, no problem. Not a big deal. Not a big deal. Just things will be okay. The worst, when you have the talking, grab that, Hashem takes good care of you have the talking. We had a, when we made this decision, we once had a flight on a Moitzei Shabbos when Tower closed down. Tower closed down, they weren't flying back to America anymore. That's it, they closed the whole airline down. So we had a ticket on Tower. So we couldn't come back to America. And then we went standby at a different airline. And all the people on the flight, it was the whole different airport. Anybody with a Tower ticket, when might the Shabbos stand by in another airline? It's the Holbrook in the airport. And people were yelling and screaming at them, trying to push them. And we made a decision that we're just going to have a talk. Not that we'll get on the flight. There's a certain type of talk. And that's a long shmooze, not in the context of the Shia. That's a Chazanish, it's a different time. Chazanish and Murubit talk and speaks about that type of it. We just said, whatever it will be. It's not meant to be. It looked like we wouldn't be able to fly back to Holmai. Shem wants to say, they decide people were hacking, yelling, they know what to do. They had a few seats. Everybody was yelling why they deserve the seats. Remember where we were sitting? We were sitting on like some rack over there they have where they put the suitcases. People were screwed, behold it. And we just said, we'll have a talk. They called, they said, okay, we're going to, we didn't even know. It turned out they said we'll go to a lottery. They call out, okay, Kalishes, you're on. So we went, people were upset because we were in the back, we weren't talking, we were tumbling with a big rash. They went to a lottery, they just said, we'll pick a name out of the computer. There's like a few seats. And a lot of people, the whole town flight. Well, okay, Kalish, you're on. So we got on the flight, that was what you want, showing. And if Hashem's goes, you stay, then you stay there. They're on easy things, on easy things, because it's not life altering. Practice on easy things that aren't life altering. Not life altering. No, this is one example. It's an example of the airport. Some people fly to Brooklyn from LA. Some of just people are starting to pressure. You go on the car and you just decide to talk to Hashem. Run things the way he runs things. The other things also, to do it on easy things. Practice where it becomes very real. It becomes on things you have a tendency to be nervous about that are silly. That are very silly. You're nervous. It's going to be nervous with that. You're nervous. Hashem will take care. I did my foolish nablus. I did my full shtadlus. Not full. I did shtadlus. When you write in a reasonable sense in shtadlus, and then you say, don't let yourself be nervous. We're in charge. Somebody came to a rebbe and he said, I'm having machshava zoris, having foreign thoughts, bad thoughts in his mind. He said, Alavai de zoris, they're yours. What I mean to say is the guy's all nervous. He feels like, what's going to, you control it, stop being nervous. Who asked you to be nervous? He was telling him, it's in your control. If you find yourself being nervous about silly things, tell yourself a little bit tougher. You have to do it now. If you wait till later in life, it's something you won't, harder if a person doesn't have children, doesn't have big mishpat, doesn't have big oil on you. On easy things, learn to tell yourself, calm down, shubi na, shubi na, tell yourself, calm down. Say, nasen, calm down, talk to yourself. Say, calm down, why are you nervous? A call to Hashem, not that it will necessarily turn out the way you want it. Hashem runs the world, I do my ishtadlus, but Hashem still runs the world. Ishtadlus doesn't say Hashem doesn't run the world. Ishtadlus is a chiyuv to do the basic things Hashem made a chiyuv to do, and that's it. Hashem runs the world. Not it will turn out the way I want it to turn out. Hashem will run the world the way Hashem wants to run the world. And calm yourself down with those thoughts. You do it now on easy things, eventually a person will come and the hard things will be really part of him. They're not just words that he utters, oh, Be'ad Hashem, Be'ad Hashem. And oh, quickly, what's going on in the stocks, looking up every 4 minutes. No. Real betachon. Real betachon. Betachon that it will turn out. Betachon doesn't always mean that it will turn out the way he wants it. Betachon that Hashem runs the world. Hashem will run the world. Hashem is taik, Yiloy Vam Chazdai, will run the world in Yiloy Chesed. And Be'ez Hashem will be good for me. Sometimes I'll see why it's good for me. Sometimes I'll struggle to see why it's good for me. But I do know Hashem always runs the world in the best manner, Yiloy Vam Chazdai. And that's the betachon that we should work on here and now. And we work at that here and now, as the stakes get bigger in life, we'll talk to these people who won't just have to utter the expressions of the betachon, but they're deeply part of us. My father always says over the Maisik of Kreda that he learned the Talmud 400 times. The godless of Kreda, such patience, he said it 400 times to the Talmud. My father always says over that he's more impressed with the Talmud who listened 400 times. Maybe toward the point of time, so maybe he's always impressed with Talmud. Listen, he says this every, he gives a shiur at Tisha B'Av. He says a 7-hour shiur. He says from after Mincha till Maariv. He says a shiur the whole day. They learn Ma'ariv together. They learn about 12 lot of Ma'ariv together at Tisha B'Av. Sorry? Yeah. So he always said that for him to say that he's the one saying, he's more impressed the guys are sitting 7-8 hours straight listening to a shiur. So. Shtigal, I asked him, Mechila to Leilu, I'm pressed with the Taket, I even heard a shiur for an hour, and Macha shiur right afterwards. Shtigal, Mechila to Leilu, we'll make it short, not so long. Just Pasha, a couple of hours in the Pasha. Do the different style. I asked Mordon, speaks up also. Sit through another shiur, listening. It's hard. I asked him, speak up. I'll ask him a point out of order here. Okay, we'll hear it there. The Pasha at the end of this is Pasha. Parashas Behar, and the pasuk says the following pasuk. It says, "Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim, b'nei Yisrael's avadim to me, avadayim, b'may avadim, asher tzeisi oy samerit mitzrayim." Now the Gemara in Kedushin has the following drush on this pasuk. The pasuk at the end of the parasha, it's in Perek Chafei, pasuk Nunei. "Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim, b'nei Yisrael's avadim to me, avadayim, they're my servants, asher tzeisi oy samerit mitzrayim. I took them out of Egypt." Ani Hashem Lekeh. The Gemara in Kedusha makes the following drasha from this pasuk. The Gemara says that an Eved who wants to stay in Eved, he has an Eved to a master, an Eved to and he wants to stay in Eved, so he says, Ahap is a going to a fish of Banai, I don't want to go free. So you bring him to the door and you drill his ear, and then he stays in Eved, not till Yoichel. He stays in Eved, till Yoichel. He stays in Eved, Abadloi Loilam, he stays in Eved. So the Gemara in Kedushin says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai makes the following drasha. Hayadayush has darsh in the pasuk as follows. What pshat you drilled the ear, as opposed to Mikolei, keep in mind the lashon, I'm going to show you a diyuk from this. Manishtana oizden Mikolei Barm Shavaguf. Why is the ear drilled as opposed to any other part of the body? Amra Kodesh Baruch Hu, oizden Sheshama Koilin al Har Sinai, Bishar Shamarti ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim. The ear that heard the pasuk in Behar, that stood at Har Sinai, and heard the pasuk, Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim, v'loy avadim l'avadim, they heard that pasuk, that you're avadim to me, this pasuk is supposed to be avadim to me, and not supposed to be slaves to slaves. V'holuk zeh v'kona adam atzma yer to get drilled. You heard a pasuk at Sinai, and you didn't listen to get drilled. The kasha everybody is. This is a kasha of the universal, Rishonim Achronim. Darshanim today, this is a famous kasha, is if the reason why you get drilled is because the ear that heard in Har Sinai, this pasuk in Behar, says you're servants to me. You're not servants to servants, and you still sold yourself, you deserve to get drilled. So every guy who steals should get his ear drilled. Every guy who steals should. See, there's two kashas. There's one kasha, this kasha could ask, why isn't he drilled the first time he sold himself? Why isn't he drilled the first time? Then you could say he was sold against his will. He stole. He had to be sold. It wasn't his fault. He was sold by Beis Din because he stole. He is kind of stealing. That's the real cash. The real cash is why isn't every guy who steals get drilled? You heard it, I've seen I don't steal, my signal. You heard don't steal. Get drilled. That's Tamo Ara, Awani Rabbi says, Tamo Ara, you heard it Har Sinai, because that's because all the mitzvahs are said at Sinai. Remember, everything was said at Sinai, just keep that in mind. You heard it at Sinai. Remember, all the mitzvahs, this is one of the rayas that the whole Torah was said at Sinai. That's the beginning of our parasha. Ma'in Shemitah or Sinai, just like Shemitah was said, the Cholpa said that at Sinai, all mitzvahs were said, everything at Sinai. At Sinai, we were taught that, call it Torah Kula. It's like an unclear thing. Everything was said at Sinai, Eli. Hashem said the first two things, then Moshe Rabbeinu said the rest. That says, all of Torah was said at Sinai. So Kitzur Adarim, the ear that heard at Sinai, that's unclear. Did Hashem told Moshe the whole prayer at Sinai? Did Moshe tell us everything at Sinai? Only Aser Sadibur, it's unclear. He assumes that, I see the Torah Tmim assumes Moshe Rabbeinu only told us 10 mitzvahs at Sinai. Hashem told Moshe Kaat Torah Kul at Sinai, and Moshe Rabbeinu only told us the other eight of the Aser Sadibur. Here it's clear, told us everything. This prophet's not in that sense of difference. And it says, the ear that heard in Har Sinai, believe in Israel, clearly in Har Sinai we were told the whole time. Good. Now I want some truth. Yes, Gabriel. Why aren't we drilled to every other?
Because evidence, it's used as a preventative. It's happening before the fact. But someone who steals, it's after the fact. It's not helping. It's not a punishment really for an event. It's what's called something to make him not do it. By the Ghana, it's on
the second is drilled in the other now longer. He gets drilled, then he's in the other longer.
It's before, so he has time to think about it. He can change his mind.
After he's drilled, can he change his mind?
No, before. So the drilling is something that will be a preventive. So
tell every guy that if you steal, you're going to get drilled.
It's not for him. It's not like it's a person in front.
I hear. Ken Zion. Yes, Yaffe? To understand correctly, is that stealing, you don't got to tell a guy, when a guy steals, so clearly he didn't listen to the mitzvah of don't steal, like Sigmund. So you don't got to drill his ear and tell him, you didn't listen to the mitzvah, you didn't listen to the mitzvah, that's clear, you didn't listen to the mitzvah. Over here, Yodis Tanya Shuri, a good word. Over here, when a guy sells himself, you can't say he's over an aveira. There's no aveira he's over. What does the pasuk say? You're reading Baharshu. It says, you're slaves to me. That's like, don't become a slave. I could be a slave. No, I'll serve somebody else, and I'll also serve Hashem. The Torah says, you didn't hear good. Over here, to tell a guy, you didn't hear well. You weren't listening well. You didn't daher. In Yiddish is a word. English is, I heard. You heard me? Yeah, I heard. You heard me? Doesn't mean, yeah, I heard me. The Gemara all over says, loy shmir, or shmir. Shemati kloy shmirli kloymar le svirli. I didn't hear him. I didn't daher. I don't know an English word. You say the word daher. It means you hear something deeply. So what we're saying to the guy is, I'll never have aveira. Good. You didn't hear him. Of course you didn't hear. You didn't do the. You did that aveira. Over here, you weren't listening gesund. If you were listening well, when Hashem said to Rabbi Steiner, Kili b'nei Yisrael, you didn't understand the full implication of what Kili b'nei Yisrael means. You thought I'll be a servant of Hashem? Also, you know, with that also, I'll also serve the stock market. Beder, about I serve Hashem, I also serve money. Like I said, the second God, I'm Kili b'nei Yisrael, I serve Hashem. You didn't hear well. You didn't daher, you didn't fashtay well. I have to drill your ear, there was a chsarn in your avonim. You weren't listening well. Yes, you could ask Rabbi other mitzvahs, there gotta be other ideas. That already answers, it's not stam every avera gets drilled. To Rabbi Tanya. I wanna hear some more tutsim. I'm gonna hear more tutsim in a second. I wanna tell Dalam a beautiful masha. But the masha in this kasha. The kasha is well known, beautiful masha. Taisus up on earth in Kedushin on Chabbeis Mebeis. Taisus right there on the Gemara when it says, why is the ear different than ever the limb of the body? So Taisus brings a medrash. Very unique Taisus. You don't see Taisus doing the drashim too much, really. Taisus is yeif the medrash. That the word mirtz, the word marzeya, a drill, marzeya, is gematria 400. Marzeya is gematria 400. Ayin is 70. Sadi is 90, 160. Reish is 200, is 360. Mem is 40, is 400. Marzeya is gematria 400. And since Yisrael were avodim 400 years in Mitzrayim, and Hashem redeems them, and this guy is kana Abu Atzma, he gets drilled to Marzeya, saying like you went right back to Mitzrayim. I took you out of Mitzrayim, and you jumped right back in. He leave and Yisrael avodim, and they became my slaves, and you jumped, you're keel going back to Mitzrayim. So the Marshas, what place is quoting the Medrash for? Very cute. Nice gematria, very unusual. How many times does Taisus bring gematrias? In Ksubas, you've seen that at all? Taisus quoting gematrias? Get. It's true. First place in the Sefer. Not so what? What's he quoting gematria for? It? They say Pshat and Get. He's answering his kasha, why Stam Get Gerishin? Maybe get. Why is that a get issue? Maybe it's a other get. So we'll get the matria 13, the 13 lines on a get issue. So that's why Stam gets get issue. At least he had a reason why he's been a medrash. Why is he been a medrash? Very nice medrash. Marksei has the matria 400. Cute. That's the Derek of Toysis. Stam thought of an interesting medrash. The Marsha says his father is kasha. He's a kasha on the Gemara. What's the Gemara saying? You get drilled. Why is the Gemara saying you get drilled? Because he didn't hear well at Har Sinai. You leave B'nai Yisrael to get drilled for every mitzvah zakas. The reason you're getting drilled is because the gematria of the Marseille is 400. And you're going back to the Tzvayim. Stop Gavdus. Stop an edit. Marseille has gematria 400. And we're putting that drill to your ear, saying to your buddy, 400, remember those 400 years, Marseille, I remember 400 years. You remember I took you out of the Tzvayim. What are you doing going back to the Tzvayim? Marseille. That's what I'm doing. It. And not any other, none to do any other Aveira. So what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying, Rafi, it fits perfectly Lush in that Gemara. Why the ear drill another part of his body? Not why the drilling, that's the Lush in that Gemara. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai said, listen to Lushin. Ma mishtana oizen mikol ivarim shebeguf. Why the ear? Why not the arm? It's mashma of the Gemara. He's not saying why you're being drilled. Why once we're drilling, it sounds like in the Gemara is another reason. The Lashna Gemara Shuli says, why do we drill the ear, not the arm? Is the floor in the Gemara that I'm not saying why you're being drilled. I'm just saying once you're being drilled, why the ear, not the arm? The answer is the ear should have listened to Eli Ben Israel. That's not why you've been drilled, otherwise every Aveir you've been drilled. Why you've been drilled? Zot place because Mark says, Matthew 400. That's why he brings the Medrash. We're drilling him because we want a drill to be near me. We want him to see a drill. A drill says, we want to attack him with 400. It's like right in the end that he sees 400. You take a drill to the guy says, drills can match me for, so I don't know, if you're the guy being drilled, I don't know if you're thinking, 400. Right, they were a little more intelligent back then. A guy being drilled by a drill,
he's just thinking,
uh oh. 400 years in the Tzai, you see that maybe they thought of that. I don't know. 400 years, maybe they explained to him when they were drilling him. But anyway, Marcel went in and says, 400. 400, what is that? Ah, Mitzrayim, 400 years. That's Stam, Rabbi Sai, that's Stam, just an aside. There's a Yid of Lopez, I probably don't say his name wrong. He's a Ger, an unbelievable Tzai, a Chash of a Yid, Lopez, I think his name is. Stain. He's a ger. He's a Rebbe in Isha Kenya or somewhere. I heard him speak once in Bayit Begana. I was by my friend Obi Kosi. I heard him speak. And he very fast that he speaks. He spoke about a Yiddishkeit. He said over from the Hirsch. It's funny, you drill a guy. What do you drill? Because Mike says, he didn't say on this, I'll tell you what he said. Mike says, Gematria 400. 400 is supposed to say, 400 years in Mitzrayim. I'm going back to being Eved. I'm going back those 400 years. Hashem Tozai Mitzrayim. Why don't you just tell the guy, instead of doing this whole thing, tell the guy, buddy, 400 years in Mitzrayim. Give him the shmuz. He was talking about Tefillin. Tefillin's supposed to remind you, tie it around the sun, my arms, Meshuvat Hashem. Every morning you should say, my actions are Meshuvat Hashem. Why do we do things in hints? Mitzvahs are like messages in hints, coded messages. See, he asked for a person, do it explicitly. Why do we do it? Tzitzis is supposed to remind you, the Tchelas reminds you, each reminds you, a whole series of things until you remember the Kisya covered. Why do we do things in such remuzin hints? He was saying that, he gave all speech, not the purpose of my speech now, he gave a whole thing, that when you had that daher, when you daher yourself, similar to what we're saying, if you would say out every morning, I am a shot of my arm, it won't be effective. He said, if you do an action, first of all, actions are more powerful. I remember he said, actions are more powerful. But also actions that you have to be almost to dashtay. You tie them and say, I'm tying my arms with pshat. You have to be almost to dashtay. Something that just comes, like, you say it every day, it doesn't have significance. Pretty tiny b'shem yavarsh. Over here, you have a guy drilled, it's a pillar. You have a guy whose ear is being drilled. What do we want him to do? We want him to think, drill. This is amazing. This is how you're supposed to think about life. There's a big Musa Haskell. You're supposed to think about life this way. Drill. Drill. Sayas, the Machia 400. This is how you're supposed, it's amazing. This is why you're supposed to live life. The guy's been, this is the purpose of drill. That's what it says. So the guy says, drill, Mark said, 400. It's right. I'm getting it. I'm going to be almost. Mitzrayim, shut up. I'm being in heaven. That's, it's amazing. You see how he's supposed to live life. Kids, so that's how the guy's supposed to think. That's why you're drilling him. Now, it's not just why you're. Just to finish this thought, to move on to a different thought, is a mishpatim, the Torah Tmima brings the Yerushalmi, just as an aside, who quotes a different pasuk. Derech HaMetzakai says that you at Mitzrayim, you at Har Sinai, you heard not the pasuk you leave in Yisrael, but you at Mitzrayim heard the pasuk. You heard the pasuk. You heard the pasuk, it quotes a different pasuk. And he said, I want to go on to another verb. Another just point that I think about in this drasha, you heard this, you didn't hear well, is the achrayis in chinuch and yeshiva. A lot of times you hear a maisa, the person, years later on, a man who was who did a certain terrible act in Gnebla, in Shalom Bayis, whatever you hear, so you have to know it traces back to when he was hearing, to when he was learning, to when he was understanding, those formative years when he was understanding life. Over here, the Torah doesn't say something developed later on, it says this person sold himself in heaven. So you say, right now, he made a choice. The Torah doesn't look at it that way. The Torah says, this error heard years ago, you learned a chumash years ago. You weren't listening well. The Torah blames it on the years of his learning. Maybe he heard it perfectly and now he became a sinner. Maybe he heard it well. The guy might have heard very well. He leave it at his soul. He accepted it, developed it. Years later, he became a sinner. Years later, what do you say? The ear that heard can leave an Yisrael. The ear, there's something, we're drilling your ear, there's something in the ear. That ear heard, maybe the ear heard perfectly, and the ear that heard it well, and now he's acting like a Russia. The Torah traces it back to that ear didn't hear well. That ear supposed to be leave an Yisrael, and you're doing this, there was a chsarim in your Shemiyah Taka. It traces it back to the years of learning. It's tremendous achrayis in yeshiva. Tremendous achrayis in yeshiva. A bracha in yeshiva and of the yeshiva. The immense achrayis of a bracha in yeshiva and a yeshiva. That a bracha in yeshiva to make sure these years and his years, these are the 4 years we're taka daher in chumash. We're taka daher in mission in life. When you're taka daher, when we're sitting in front of the Gemara, the years that we're understanding what our roles are going to be later on, it's taka important to hear well, to perceive well, to think a lot, and to dedicate ourselves stark, so that in the upcoming years, that in the future years, when we're not always at Sit Yeshiva, a person's working in Chinuch, whatever he's doing, he should learn that also. These are the formative years. It's achrayis on the bracha on the young man. It's achrayis these years to hear well. Attach the vault to Torah, and it's achrayis in yeshiva. Because the taka, when you hear years later, guy's 56, Rahman al-Islam, does that avla, where was the shia? Did he hear about it? Was it spoken about? Was it communicated? It should be communicated. You should hear it. Taka, if you'll have the ear, will hear right. The taka won't happen to myself. So it's important that things are communicated. That's one of the reasons I believe very strongly the Rashid in Torah Simcha is in his office. He was speaking for a while. I don't remember his name right now. What was the Rashid's name? Rav Archer Rubenstein. We talked for a while in his office during lunch for a long time. One of his tumors, he speaks about everything in his yeshiva. Everything under the sun is discussed. And one, I think, in the Chayas and Yeshivas, to discuss everything. If we don't think of a topic, I like to see what's shown by us often, very often. If we don't discuss every topic, then if Oizen was not Shana something, then Tak, of course it's done. I believe in Yeshivas, every topic under the sun has to be discussed. But I care if the Oizen here thinks of things, any topic we don't discuss, should go to Yom Haman, should go to Shiva, and say, he wants to know about that topic. It's important that Oizen should be Shamas everything. If the Oizen Shamas, then it stops him later on. If the Oizen doesn't the hair, Tak, then you'll have times later on. Oizen Shamas, it wasn't even Oizen Shamas, didn't even hear. It's very important to discuss things, very important to hear things spoken out. Every facet of life. Now, it used to be enough, people would sit and learn the Chumash, and the Chumash is really the Chumash to us everything. Today, we have to speak in Zamor, as the Doris go on, we have Gemara written down, more and more need to be explicit. The Gemara, first Mishnah is written down, a little explicit, the Gemara is written down more explicit, the Mishnah is more explicit, the Nachman more explicit. Till today you have svarim that discuss every chakira, every lumbus. That used to be you had to do on your own. Today we have to discuss more than every lumbus. We have to discuss every facet of life. Today we're beyond the Rosh Hashivas, we're beyond the Baruch Fair. Today we have to discuss every facet of life. And all has to be spoken out. And Oizen Shemaz, then Oizen will talk a year, 2 years. To end with one kasha, Kashmir Kivager. It says in this week's parasha, Lo'ilam ben Kavaydin, which is a chi of the Raisa, that you're not allowed to free a slave. Also the Raisa, to free a slave. Never Kanani, Lo'ilam ben Kavaydin, it's an assay, you're not allowed to free a slave. No, that says Bavadu Lo'ilam, I never heard. But here is Lo'ilam ben Kavaydin, it means forever. You're not allowed to free Never Kanani. So, and Kivager is the following kasha, beautiful kasha, and Gemara and Gittin Yerala from the days. The Gemara and Gittin says as follows: if somebody makes a shliach to give a shtar shikra to his eved, so it says, the mayor says, you can be chayz at any point that you want. You could take, since it's your shliach, you make a shliach to give a shtar shikra to the eved, you could take it back at any point you want. The Rabbanan say by get shikra, once you give it to the shliach, the eved's freed immediately. What does he got in Rabbanan? The Rabbanan hold it's a schus. It's a good thing to be free. An eved wants to be free. So the second he can get to the shliach is really the shliach of the eved. Why? Because zochin lod mishloig b'fron of him. You can be zochin of somebody not in front of him. Zochin mitam shlichus. Zochin is shlichus. Taisu olav shas. Zochin mitam shlichus. So the second I give it to somebody to be kind of the eved, he's the shliach of the eved. Reb Meir says, once the shliach of the eved, the eved's freed immediately. You can't take back your word. Reb Meir says that when I give to an Eved, it's bad for an Eved to be free. Abdu Befkei Renichalei. An Eved likes freedom, the Gemara says. An Eved doesn't want to be free. Abdu Befkei Renichalei. He wants to be filled. He had a quote with Sugas. Abdu Befkei Renichalei. That's the Havmin. It's not good for a girl. Abdu Befkei Renichalei. An Eved wants to be free. So Eva Zoi, since Eved wants to be free, it's bad to be free. So the Zoi, it's not a schos. It's not a schos. It's your shliach. So you're allowed to take it back until the Eved gets it. That fella. If you hold like the Rabbanon, that it's the shliach of the Eved, some said it. The Eved has no isser to get freed, you have an isser to free the Eved. So he could be a shliach of the Eved, call a kavod. The Eved has no isser. So you make a shliach to say, I want you to give this get to the Eved. The shliach really is the shliach of the Eved, because Zachar Madu Shlomifana, he's a schos for the Eved. The Eved's free to me, there's no kasha. But Frekta Kivager in Shubas, Kutzadi Dalid, Frekta Kivager, that if according to the Rabbi Meir, that the Shliach is a Shliach of the Adon, of the Master, Ein Shliach of Barveira, beautiful Kashan Kivager. How can the Master make a Shliach to free a slave? And the Shliach of Barveira is not very free in Eved Ivri, to Eved Kanani. And Kanani is not very for free. Ancient our parish of Bahar. Loilam Bem Tavoidu, Ein Shliach of Barveira. You can't make a shliach to do an avera. So how does the shliach, to free the slave? Hear the kasha Elia. Beautiful kasha Kivager. So you could tie it. Very strong. The iron clor. You could yoichman, martcha, clor. How can you make a shliach to free your slave? You could say there's gemaras. There's a couple of gemaras that say that cases where I don't remember which was who was it who freed a slave to. Elazar freed his Tevi, or Gamil freed Tevi, and Elazar freed his slave to make a minion. The Gemara is for a mitzvah. The Gemara says, mitzvah shani. For a mitzvah to rabbi, you're allowed to do it. It's a big shiloh, tells why. Mitzvah shani. It's an assay. You're over an assay. Some say mitzvah to rabbi. There's a rush who says a mitzvah to rabbi, like a minion is a mitzvah to rabbi. Some say it's the rice, it's pasha zacher. Minion's not a the rice, it says pasha zacher. All through the rush speaks about it. They're showing them on this. So it could be the Gemara means for a mitzvah. It would come out of Chiddush. It would come out, this whole Mishnah is only going on a mitzvah. If it wasn't, others tell it as a ran, that if he pays for it, you're allowed to. Moilim mil tabagus, don't free him for nothing. If he deserves it, there's a reason why he did something good for you, he paid you, and you're allowed to free him. So if then you can hold the case going, he did something for you, so you're allowed to free him. The Terutzim said on this kasha, the Etzim kasha is a very strong kasha. How can you free a slave to a shliach? There's another kasha here, Kivager, yes, which also bears thinking about. This is the Machlokes and Tmura, Abaye v'Rava. It's one of the Yal Kagan. Machlokes Abaye v'Rava. It's the halacha as follows. If the Torah says not to do something and you do it, is it chal? Komils the Omer Achmanid loy sabri iyovid, is it mahani or not? So Stan, you have an issue over here. Here's what Torah raya. The Torah says you can't free a slave. So if you free the slave, how's it chal even if you free the slave? How does it work? Now, I will tell me to Xeris HaKosif. What type of cash is that? How can you say it works to free a slave? The Torah said not to free a slave. Well, the Torah also said a parasha freeing slaves. But you could say, maybe when the Torah said the parasha freeing slaves is going on a mitzvah. When it's not a mitzvah, maybe it shouldn't work. The Torah said there's a parasha freeing slaves. That's going when it's a mitzvah. You have a minion, you need him for a tenth man for a minion, whatever, whatnot. But maybe tackle when it's not a mitzvah. The Torah said you can't free, and another Torah says you can't do. If you try to do it, it won't be effective. Sorry? To try to do it, it won't be chav. No chalois. Lav la chalois. If you eat chaza, you don't eat chalois. By kedushin, the Torah say don't marry. The Gemara asks. The Gemara in Tumur asks for marriages. Kitza will stop here. It's a beautiful kasha. Very beautiful kasha. Kivega. This on this end of the field, supposed to work and edit forever. This is a kivega's kasha. Beautiful. Beautiful kasha. Let's stop here.